97.3 Nash FM, Nash Next 2017. It is Contestant Central here. I've been interviewing people very, very regularly. And one of our contestants today, Caitlin Coker. Welcome back to the studio.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. And Justin, the guitar player as well.
Hey, thanks for having me as well.
I know we just had you guys in studio not too long ago. But, you know, now that you're officially in Nash Next, we needed you back in studio to talk about the competition. Let's just refresh, you know, for people who maybe didn't hear you a couple weeks ago, or maybe since we've been so Nash Next on the brain, everything from before is falling out of everybody's head. But you just graduated high school, right?
Right from Dunlap.
All right, and now you're headed to Belmont in Nashville in the fall.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun.
It should be. Have you gone to like registration yet?
Yeah, I got back from orientation the 16th and 17th last month.
Okay.
So I met a lot of cool new music majors, and it was just a really cool experience to sit on campus and all have something similar. We're all in Nashville, we're all musicians.
Right. Have you like registered for all your classes and everything yet too?
Yes. That was on the last day.
Is there something you're like super excited to take?
Ice skating.
Ice skating? What?
Yeah.
Nice.
For physical That's ed.
Good. That is awesome.
Sweet.
I was expecting you to be like, oh yeah, like music composition, music business, you know, something related, but ice skating, that's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, theory, music lessons.
Of course.
It'll be nice to get away.
What's really cool about college is like, you know, you spend high school being very excited about getting to take your extracurriculars, but math and science and social studies is all the focus. When you get to college, you actually get to focus on those extracurriculars as your main course, and then like the math and science and stuff is just the stuff you have to take, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So it's really kind of fun. So what is the goal?
The goal right now is to be an artist. So I'm producing new music. Mm-hmm. We're going to be having a new EP out. We're going back down, and I've already gotten with the band and played with some of Tim McGraw's band, which was awesome.
Oh my gosh.
Some of his players are on my album. And then I also went down and laid some vocals, so we got to go back and finish up three more of the songs, and then it's going to be out right in August.
That's so cool.
It's constantly putting out new music and trying to make a career,
keeping that momentum going.
Right.
Yeah. Justin, we always talk to the vocalist, you know, as the guitar player in the band. Did you get to play with some of Tim McGraw's band too, working on this?
I did not. Oh. I think I was kind of busy when Caitlin headed over to Nashville, but that's pretty cool. So maybe one day, who knows?
Right.
So
got to make it down to Nashville and be part of the band, right?
Absolutely.
You joined Nash Next 2017 officially. When we last talked, we hadn't quite kicked off yet, but I knew you were excited about it. We are really excited to have you. We're going to play Our Time again, which we did last time as well. That's the song you submitted for Nash Next 2017. You can check it out right now, 973nashfm.com. Give it a rating, because the top 10 artists are headed to the Twisted Spoke finale, and one person from there gets to go on to that national competition to score that record deal from Big Machine, and every little vote counts. And like, I literally keep checking because I'm super curious. I have that access. I can see who's all in the top 10 and everything. And you've been doing really, really well. Have you been promoting it? What have you been up to?
We've been posting all about it, and every time we're out performing, we've been telling audiences, hey, go on, rate. And so far, so many of you guys have voted for me, and it's been great. And thank you for so much of your guys' support.
For people who have not yet gotten on, who have not yet found a favorite to rate, why should they vote for you? Why should they rate you at 5 musical notes is what it is?
I think it's because Our Time is a genuine song. It relates to me. So if you really enjoy music, go out there and vote for whoever you like.
What is your favorite part of performing and being an artist?
So my favorite part is actually getting lost in a song, is forgetting that you're actually in front of an audience and just singing words that you've written. So there's been moments where me and Justin kind of forget we're both there, and at the end of the song, it's just kind of a silent, it kind of happened, and that's the best part.
That's really cool. That gave me goosebumps just to think about. It really shows to you how emotionally invested you guys get into songs, which is a huge part of performing. So that's really awesome. So we did talk about Our Time the last time you were in the studio. But for those who missed it, tell us about the song. Tell us about the inspiration, why it's so personal to you.
The song's all about wasted time. It's all about the insecurities of the world and how we only focus on them. But in the chorus, it tells us that right in this moment, it is our time, and it's kind of what we use of our time. In every moment, we should be present, and it's all about cherishing every moment you have.
It kind of goes back to what you just said too, about being on stage and losing yourself in the song. This is your time on stage, and this is our time. It's a great song. Like I said, if you haven't heard it, you can check it out online. We're going to play it right now, actually. Thank you so much for coming in, Caitlin.
Thanks for having me.
Here's Our Time from Nash Next 2017 contestant Caitlin Coker on 97.3 Nash FM.